The Fed's call for a new approach to crypto risk, the Federal Reserve has issued a groundbreaking paper that signals a paradigm shift in how regulators approach the risks posed by cryptocurrencies.
The paper argues that traditional financial safeguards, which have been the cornerstone of risk management for decades, are ill-suited to address the unique challenges of crypto assets.
Central to this argument is the extreme volatility and distinct market behavior of cryptocurrencies, which demand a regulatory framework tailored to their inherent risks, particularly in the context of derivatives.
This proposal marks a critical step toward integrating digital assets into the mainstream financial system, while safeguarding against systemic vulnerabilities.
Why traditional models fall short for crypto for decades? Financial institutions and regulators have relied on established risk-weighted models and historical data to determine capital requirements for traditional assets like stocks and bonds.
These models are designed to assess the probability of losses based on past market behavior, ensuring that institutions hold sufficient capital to withstand potential downturns.
However, the Fed's paper highlights that these frameworks are fundamentally inadequate when applied to cryptocurrencies.
The primary issue lies in the extreme volatility of crypto markets.
Cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Ethereum are known for their dramatic price swings, which can be orders of magnitude greater than those observed in traditional markets.
For example, Bitcoin's price has historically fluctuated by hundreds of percent within days, a level of volatility that traditional risk models, calibrated for the relatively stable S&P 500 or other equity indices, cannot account for.
This volatility introduces a level of uncertainty that traditional models, which rely on historical averages and correlations, are ill-equipped to handle.
Another critical factor is the unpredictable behavior of crypto markets.
Unlike traditional assets, which often exhibit stable correlations and predictable liquidity, crypto markets can experience rapid shifts in asset correlations and liquidity during periods of stress.
For instance, during market crashes, liquidity can evaporate almost instantaneously, leading to sharp price drops and the potential for cascading failures.
Traditional risk models, which assume a degree of market continuity and liquidity, fail to capture these abrupt changes, leaving institutions exposed to sudden losses.
Moreover, the lack of regulatory oversight in crypto markets exacerbates these risks.
Unlike traditional financial instruments, which are typically subject to stringent capital requirements and liquidity rules, crypto derivatives often operate in a regulatory vacuum.
This absence of oversight creates a Wild West environment where speculative trading and leveraged positions can amplify market instability, posing risks not only to individual participants, but also to the broader financial system.
The Fed's proposed solution. Initial margin requirements to address these shortcomings, the Fed proposes a specific regulatory tool. Initial margin requirements for crypto-linked derivatives.
Initial margin refers to the collateral that traders must post upfront to cover potential future losses in derivatives contracts.
The Fed's suggestion is to apply higher margin weights to crypto derivatives compared to traditional assets, requiring institutions to set aside more capital as a buffer against the inherent risks of the crypto market.
The rationale behind this proposal is to create a financial cushion that can absorb the shocks inherent to crypto markets.
By increasing the amount of collateral required for crypto derivatives, the Fed aims to reduce the likelihood of cascading losses during periods of extreme volatility.
This approach would also help mitigate the risk of contagion, where losses in one part of the market could spill over into the broader financial system.
For example, during the 2022 crypto market crash, many leveraged positions collapsed, leading to widespread insolvency among retail and institutional traders.
Higher initial margin requirements could have prevented some of these losses by ensuring that traders had sufficient capital to cover potential downturns.
Additionally, such requirements would discourage excessive leverage, which is a major driver of market instability in crypto markets.
The Fed's proposal also emphasizes the need for tailored regulatory frameworks that recognize the unique characteristics of crypto assets.
Unlike traditional derivatives, which are often backed by physical assets or cash, crypto derivatives are inherently more volatile and subject to rapid price movements.
By applying higher margin weights, regulators can create a more resilient market structure that balances innovation with risk management.
Implications for the crypto market: this proposal represents a significant step toward the formal integration of cryptocurrencies into the mainstream financial system.
While the Fed acknowledges that crypto is here to stay as an asset class, it also recognizes the need for a regulatory approach that addresses its unique risks.
The paper signals a shift from viewing crypto as an anomaly to treating it as a legitimate financial instrument that requires specialized oversight.
For institutional investors and banks, the higher margin requirements could increase the cost of trading crypto derivatives, potentially dampening some activity in the short term.
However, this cost is a trade-off for greater stability and reduced systemic risk.
By requiring more capital to be held against potential losses, the Fed aims to promote a more sustainable market environment where participants are less likely to engage in risky behavior.
From a market perspective, the proposal reflects a broader trend toward maturity and risk-aware frameworks for digital assets.
As crypto markets grow, they are increasingly being scrutinized for their potential to disrupt traditional financial systems.
The Fed's approach aligns with global efforts to establish regulatory standards that balance innovation with prudence.
For instance, the European Union's Markets in Financial Instruments Directive, MiFID II, and the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission, CFTC, have already begun to implement rules for crypto derivatives, but the Fed's paper adds a new dimension by focusing on margin requirements as a key tool for risk mitigation.
The proposal also underscores the importance of regulatory adaptation in an evolving financial landscape.
As crypto markets mature, they will require rules that are as dynamic and responsive as the assets themselves.
The Fed's focus on initial margin weights highlights the need for regulators to develop frameworks that are not only robust, but also flexible enough to accommodate the rapid pace of innovation in the crypto space.
Critical takeaways and future outlook: the Fed's paper is a pivotal moment in the ongoing dialogue between innovators and regulators in the crypto space.
It underscores the necessity of tailored regulatory approaches that acknowledge the unique risks of digital assets while fostering their growth.
The emphasis on initial margin requirements for crypto derivatives is a clear indication that regulators are moving away from a one-size-fits-all model and toward more specialized frameworks.
This shift has several critical implications.
First, it signals that crypto is no longer an outlier in the financial system, but a legitimate asset class that requires careful oversight.
Second, it highlights the importance of risk management in a market characterized by extreme volatility and rapid price swings.
By imposing higher capital requirements, regulators can create a more stable environment that protects both individual participants and the broader financial system.
Looking ahead, the Fed's proposal is likely to influence global regulatory standards for crypto derivatives.
As other central banks and financial regulators review their own frameworks, they may adopt similar measures to address the unique risks of digital assets.
This could lead to a more coordinated approach to crypto regulation, reducing fragmentation and ensuring that markets operate within a consistent and transparent framework.
In the long term, the Fed's call for a new approach to crypto risk could shape the future of digital asset markets.
By promoting stability and reducing TACMERIBARS Chinese letter in matter sub matter with end and Chinese letter and might end. Eated Chinese letter and four. Chinese letter and end. Chinese letter Chinese letter. Chinese letter four. Speaker.
1. The Fed's paper is a pivotal moment in the ongoing dialogue between innovators and regulators in the crypto space.
It's this proposal represents a significant step toward the formal integration of cryptocurrencies into the mainstream financial system.
The paper underscores the necessity of tailored regulatory approaches that acknowledge the unique risks of digital assets while fostering their growth.
Isles, the emphasis on initial margin requirements for crypto derivatives is a clear indication that regulators are moving away from a one-size-fits-all model and toward more specialized frameworks.
From this shift has several critical implications. First, it signals that crypto is no longer an outlier in the financial system, but a legitimate asset class that requires careful oversight.
The paper highlights the importance of risk management in a market characterized by extreme volatility and rapid price swings.
By imposing higher capital requirements, regulators can create a more stable environment that protects both individual participants and the broader financial system.
Looking ahead, the Fed's proposal is likely to influence global regulatory standards for crypto derivatives.
As other central banks and financial regulators review their own frameworks, they may adopt similar measures to address the unique risks of digital assets.
This could lead to a more coordinated approach to crypto regulation, reducing fragmentation and ensuring that markets operate within a consistent and transparent framework. SBKRKR.
Speaker 2, Speaker 1, 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 Speaker 2, Speaker 1. Speaker 2, Speaker 1, 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 Speaker 2, Speaker 1. Speaker 2, Speaker 1, 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 Speaker 2, Speaker 1. Speaker 2, Speaker 1, 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 Speaker 2, Speaker 1. Speaker 2, Speaker 1, Speaker 2, Speaker 1, Speaker 2, Speaker 1S.